Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Well, hello, neighbors. Good to be back on the radio today. Amen. Excited about what God might have in store for us and what God can do, Lord, through this broadcast today. We've got the Edwards family up, and they're going to be singing the song, I'm Blessed. And that's the truth, isn't it? Amen. As we look back across our lives, I think most of us can say we've been blessed by the Lord. Amen. God's been good to us. I mean, he's took care of us all the way through. I don't have anything to complain about. Amen. God's been so good to me. And so I hope you can say the same thing today. Maybe you just want to lift your hand up in the car. Amen. Maybe you want to lift your hand up, amen, at the workplace and just say, I tell you, thank you, Lord. I've been blessed. We love you, listeners, today. Amen. Here's a song. Edwards family singing, I've been blessed.
It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. Each day that I live, he gives more than I need. I can never describe his goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day. There's only one thing I can say. Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. For all that I need, I find at his feet. When I'm hungry, he feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, he gives peace and rest. And all I can say is I'm blessed. Share of sunshine and rain, days filled with laughter and nights filled with pain. But with every mile as I travel this way, the journey gets sweeter each day. It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets. So good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
So much more than I ever deserved. He's been faithful and true to his word. I've been blessed by the hand of the Lord. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed. With Jesus, I have no regrets. He is so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. The way has been long, but I'm blessed. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
Amen. Thank you. That was the Edwards family singing, I'm Blessed. And we're going to be looking today once again at the dangers of drunkenness. This is going to be part four of the message that we began this week. And I hope it's been a blessing to you. But we're going to begin the message now from a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. As we begin today, we're going to be looking at the fourth part of the message that we began this week on the dangers of drunkenness. We are looking at the areas of the dangers of drunkenness will cause you to be deceived. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 20, verse number 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We're going to go now to part 4 of the message that we preached at Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is a live recording.
That bottle will deceive you. You say, preacher, I don't like this. I don't like it either, but can I tell you something? I know that it's the truth this morning, and the Bible said the truth shall make you free. I want you to know this morning, don't you be deceived by the bottle. It'll cause you to be deceived. But number two, the dangers of drunkenness will cause you to be destroyed. Destroyed makes me think of a wrecked life, a wounded life, a wearied life. Long before Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in Bethlehem's manger, Isaiah the prophet said this in Isaiah chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. Drunkenness will cause you to be destroyed. Joel chapter number 3, verse number 3, speaks of a woe to those who have given a boy for an harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. That alcohol that you're playing with, it will end up one of these days. It's not going to happen to me, preacher. Why do you think you're any different than anybody else? Why do you think you've got a control on it when other people don't? Time after time after time, you're building an immunity to yourself. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something, friend. You're going to have more later than you do now. And you're going to find yourself in a mess. You're going to find yourself in a wrecked life. You're going to find yourself in a place where you're doing things you didn't think you would ever do. The Bible said right there in Joel, sell your boy for a harlot. And sell your daughter, sell your girl for another drink. It'll cause you, friend, to be destroyed. Bring you to the place where you're selling off your own kids to have one more drink. Ain't got me, preacher. Friend, I'll tell you something. If you can't walk away from it, it's already got you. Satan does not want you to be. Listen, I'm going to tell you something this morning. Satan doesn't want to be your friend. Y'all think, man, y'all can play with the world, live with the world, act right with the world. Listen, Satan ain't looking to be your friend. Satan hates your guts. Satan's looking to destroy you. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but I want you to know this. I think that some of you guys have got the idea you can come in this place, be holy, get it all right, and then go back in the world and do your thing again. Can I tell you something, friend? It'll never happen. Satan's deceiving you. He's destroying your life. And every time, every moment that you spend out there in the world doing the things of the world, you're becoming numb to what's going on in here. You can't expect to hang out in the devil's crowd and expect to produce holiness. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse 15. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. What are you saying, preacher? I've known of boys that's got for the specific purpose. Y'all listen to me this morning. For the specific purpose of getting a girl to the place of intoxication to get their clothes off. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you this morning, that's how rape happens, amen. That's how all kinds of incest and all. You say, no, preacher, listen, I'm trying to tell you this morning, the devil's looking to destroy your life. There's some things you never get back, and that's what you call moments in life. You're through this thing through a time frame. And if you used to live for Jesus, remember what the Word of God said. The Word of God said, listen, that you'll be wise if you'll hear the instruction of this book. But you're unwise when you step out there and say, I got it. I can do it my own. I can do it my way. Friend, can I tell you something? Some people have the attitude that if God is a creator and God is in control, then why did he allow wine and liquor and beer to come forth? Why would he allow those things to happen? It's probably what you already been thinking, isn't it? Well, if God didn't want us to drink it, he wouldn't have provided it. Hold on a minute. I like what Brother Mays Jackson said right here. He said that while God made the plants, while God made the trees, the Bible said that he made them good. Satan always has a counterfeit friend. Satan has taken wine and liquor and beer, and that's the devil's counterfeit. What God made, listen, in the original sense was pure. He made a pure vine this morning, amen. He made a vine that was going to produce something glorious, something that's wonderful, amen, that's something that tastes good, something with no fermentation, not something with no rot, no decay. But can I tell you, Satan has a counterfeit. And Satan is taking the corruption and the deception of the world, and he's deceiving us, thinking, well, God created it. No, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. God might have put the curse upon the world, but guess what? That was a cause of sin. Don't ever forget that. God has a pure church, but Satan's got a counterfeit. The Lord has his Holy Spirit, but the devil has a counterfeit evil spirit. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 17. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Someone said this. See there? It's okay to take a little as long as you don't do it in excess. But the problem is that they took that verse out of context because God was not showing us how to be drunk, but he's showing us the joy and the benefits of being full of the things of God. Satan is a deceiver. Satan is looking to destroy. Satan is looking to diminish what you can be. He is a counterfeit that the Bible said, be ye filled with the Spirit. Can I tell you this morning, he's talking about that wine that comes from a branch from Glory World, amen. He's talking about a pure vine. He's talking about a holy vine. Jesus said this in John chapter number 15, verse number 5, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing, amen. There's a true joy this morning. And that true joy doesn't come from the bottle. That true joy comes from God, amen. Can I tell you this morning? There's true peace. There's true contentment in your soul. If you just get your help from the things of God, you'll be free, amen, this morning. Can I tell that joy, that peace, but also this, there's a new song. So what are you saying? Praise God, they come out of there filled with the Holy Ghost, singing a brand new song full of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, friend. Can I tell you, you can rejoice. You can have joy. You can have peace unspeakable and full of glory. But I'll tell you what, you're going to walk away from the bottle under the influence of alcohol. Alcohol will cause you to do things you never dreamed you'd ever do. You know, I never understood why young people are attracted to it in the first place. I never desired to be like any of those people. It may be because of your nature. Your nature speaks a lot about who you are. Remember that old saying I keep telling y'all, what's in the well will come up in the bucket. That on the inside impacts that on the outside. You say, preacher, what are you saying? If you're drinking of this world's counterfeit, it'll come out. It'll be seen. You don't have to talk about it much. You can always, have y'all ever noticed when you get around somebody holy, you get around somebody, it's a man that's, deep in things. God, I'm not saying they're perfect. Y'all understand what I'm saying right here? But you get around somebody that's full of the Holy Ghost and you don't want to leave their presence. You just want to stay with them. I've been around some old saints of God. Man, I'm telling you, there's been times I've been in hospital visitation. It started 20 minutes and ended up 2 hours. I didn't want to leave their presence, amen, because of the man of God that they had upon their life. But can I tell you this morning, look here. You get around somebody that's been in the world's thing, the worldliness of the world. You say, preacher, well, it's because of this, and it's because of that. It's because of the devil. The devil took you down a route, maybe when you was a young person. The devil took you to a place where he should have never taken you. Yes, you've got all of these problems, but you don't have to die in your problems. Well, I don't know how, preacher. I don't know how I could ever get out of it. The Word of God says there's a melody that comes forth in your heart from the Lord. Do you know that the opposite of destruction, you know what the opposite of destruction is? Anybody ever thought about that? The opposite of destruction is creation.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.